Good afternoon.
We approach the small house halfway up in the next block, and here, entering the backyard from the alley, we find Mr. Victor Gook and his son, Mr. Rush Gook. The gentlemen are homeward bound from office and from Tapman's vacant lot. Listen.
I was the only one in the class that got the correct answer. What I done was make an equation where I let X equal the number of nails in the keg and Y equal the number of nails in the gunny sack. All right. You do that, and you got X plus Y
what
squared.
What about that report? Leave it to that.
What about
you? Beside the Western. It is an X. We don't own any X, do we?
No.
There's some assassinate lurking in the kitchen.
Probably belongs to Mr. Gumpot. He often carries tools in his garbage wagon.
Don't look like a very good X. Or rusty.
I imagine it belongs to Mr. Gumpot. Mom probably asked him to smash open a box of potatoes or something.
I suggest you open the door.
Yeah, I was the only one in the class that worked the problem correct. Of course, I was lucky. I hit on the way to do it by accident.
I suggest you close the door.
I hit on the solution by accident. I remembered another problem we had.
Yeah,
Albert? Yeah?
You're following with him?
I was with him, but I had to leave suddenly for Peoria.
Who's that shot on the back porch?
Mr. Erickson.
Was he here this afternoon?
Yes, and when I tell you what he had up his sleeve, you'll tell your grandmother, too.
Foghorn, old wristband. How about taking Papa's overcoat in the hall?
Mm.
You jumped him about the repairs he promised on the house, and he had another scheme to crossfish a bit.
What did you hear?
Whip it out.
It's not a bit funny.
It's getting kind of funny. You probably got that old coot half crazy. He's always on his coattails, trying to get him to fix up the house, and he's always trying to shake you loose.
Sit down, and I'll tell you about it.
Look at Johnson's job on my...
No. Remember a few weeks ago, he wanted you to start working on the house yourself?
Yes.
Well, now he wants all of us. What?
Look at Johnson's job on...
No, goodness, I said no 15 times.
I didn't hear you.
Who, Blue Juice? Yeah, he called.
Did he say
what? Said he'd call again later. Now he wants all of us to fix it.
Yes.
That's why the axe is out on the back porch. He brought it along so whenever any of us felt like it, we could take a swipe at the banister on our way upstairs.
You're fooling, ain't you?
Not fooling the pigeon. Suppose you want to run upstairs to wash your hands or something. All right. You grab the axe and chop out a chunk of the woodwork.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. That's what old Erickson said. You people can have a regular picnic around here.
I can't believe he'd have the nerve.
Let me tell you what was said.
Okay.
He plumped himself down on one of my kitchen chairs, took off his overshoes, and then stared at me in that oily way of his. I knew something was coming. He says, "Well, Mr. Oak, I expect you're beginning to get impatient about the repairs on the house."
Beat you to the gun, eh?
How do you mean?
Brought up the subject before you did.
Yeah. I says, "Well, Mr. Harrison, I am interested in knowing when you plan to begin." He laughs that greasy, patronizing laugh he's got and says, "Of course, we more or less decided on some time in the spring. It's not spring yet. It soon will be," I says. "And Miss Gook," he says, "I've been turning over an idea in my head. I was wondering how it'd be if the crowd of us rolled up our sleeves and made kind of a family party out of it."
Uh-oh.
"Our lot," he called it.
Who do you mean by the crowd of us?
He meant you and me and Rush and his daughter and himself.
Daughter?
You know her. That fat woman over on West Mulberry with all the gold teeth.
You suggested she come over here and paper the dining room and stuff?
Yes. Now, actually, did you ever hear anything to be fat? We've got the strangest landlord that ever drew the breath of life.
He certainly got this thing here.
He don't want to hire a single carpenter, see? He don't want to spend a single cent if he can get out of it. I just sat there and stared at him. Couldn't get it through my notice.
Telephone's ringing. Probably Bluetooth Johnson.
Answer and see. Evenings, him and his daughter want to come over.
Hello? Hello, Bluetooth. More or less expected you to attempt to get in touch with me.
You've seen that daughter of his, haven't you?
Yes, so?
You've seen her several times.
Possibly I might.
Big woman. Got all gold teeth in front of her mouth.
Well, I'll ask him and see.
Mr. S.
Mind, can I go to the Bijo tonight?
He went to the Bijo Saturday.
That was way last week.
Have you got studying to do?
No. How about it, man? I've got my own money.
It's whatever your father thinks.
Gov?
If your conscience is clear, you see.
Thanks very much. Bluetooth, everything's great. Yeah.
This family pours enough 15 cents in that kitchen show to Silk Billy Patterson.
Mm.
Okay. In a day reach around 6:30. Excellent. Yeah. All right, Bluetooth. Thanks very much for your courtesy in phoning. Not at all. Same to you. I return the compliment. You're very kind. That goes double. Forget it. I hope to repay your kindness in the future. You're most obliging. Thanks.
Oh, for God's sake.
All right, then, Bluetooth. In a few weeks, around 6:30. You bet. Thanks again for your courtesy and phoning. All right, Bluetooth. Goodbye.
Why, Stanley, listening to that conversation, it ties you and your pal up as a couple of fatheads.
Yeah. Tell me more about this family picnic we're going to have tearing up the furniture.
Well, they want to come over evening. Mr. Aston says, my daughter loves good times, and the crowd of us can have a regular circus.
Have a regular circus ripping the stairway apart, huh?
Yeah, and paper in the dining room. Mr. Aston brought a knife along with his axe. That's so when any of us happen to be going to the kitchen, we can take a minute to scrape off a few chunks of the old wallpaper.
Sounds like fun.
A lot. He says we can make a game of fixing up the house. Run races and so on.
Oh.
That. Divide up into teams, don't you know? And everybody has an axe, and they all dash for the stairway and see who can chop out a chunk of woodwork first. Can't you just see us of an evening tearing around here with axes?
Mm-hmm.
Police wagon would be here in 5 minutes.
Kiddo, didn't you call him on any of that craziness?
No, I didn't. I just sat there with my mouth hanging open. Thing of it is, I guess, he's got me pretty well worn down. I've been after him, after him, after him. Week after week after week, I've been after him. And just when I think I've got him in the corner, he squirms loose and whips out some wild notion like this one this afternoon. Had me so bewildered, I didn't have a thing to say.
I'd enjoy getting a good grip on an axe and taking a swipe at the stairway.
In order to show me what a jolly fella he is and what dandy times we'd have together, he even cracked a joke.
What is it?
I was walking from the sink to the gas stove and my shoes squeaked. He says, your shoes squeaked. That means you haven't paid for them.
Not much of a joke.
No, but you should have heard him laugh. Very big and boisterous, you know. Ha, ha, ha. Like, I certainly am one sociable fella. You and your family spend evenings with me, and you'll really enjoy yourself.
Mm.
Ha, 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 he went.
Mm.
And it was kind of strange, too, because he never laughed. You know how sour he always looked.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, I just sat there and stared at him. Never brought up a single objection. I should have jumped up and hollered, now you look here, Mr. Landlord. You promised you'd fix up this house, and you're going to do it. You're going to hire carpenters and paper hangers and get started within the next 2 weeks.
Mm.
But no, I just sat with my mouth open while he went on and on.
Mm.
Was there ever such a landlord in creation before?
I doubt it.
You people take me. I'm in favor of grabbing a good old axe and taking a swipe at the stairs. Hi, George.
Good afternoon, Mr. Yes,
might possibly be Bluetooth Johnson again. Well... Hello, Bluetooth. I just passed your mark to my parents here. It might possibly be you attempting to get in touch with me by telephone. Uh-huh. I see. That suits me fine. Suits me excellent. In at the reach around 6:30. You bet. Thanks very much for your courtesy in calling, Bluetooth. Not at all. Same to you. That goes double. Allow me to return the compliment. Forget it. Hey.
Oh,
yes, sir, Bluetooth. All right. In at the reach at 6:30. Yes, indeed. All right, Bluetooth. Bye.
What do you want this trip?
Just checking up to make sure our arrangements were correct.
You said you'd meet him in at the Greeks around 6:30 when you phoned before, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
And he phoned you again to ask you to meet him in at the Greeks around 6:30.
Yeah, Bluetooth's a very careful individual. When he makes arrangements, they gotta be letter perfect. Nothing sloppy about old Bluetooth.
You have to go to the grocery store, Willie.
Okay.
Dick, haven't we got a daisy of a landlord, though?
Mm.
Haven't we got a daisy of a landlord, though?